Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me for this special episode as we talk about Mercury retrograde in Scorpio from October 2020 into November 2020. Now, to start with the basics, Mercury entered his shadow in late September, September 23rd at 25 degrees of Libra. Mercury will station retrograde at 11 degrees of Scorpio on October 13th, travel back to 25 degrees of Libra until November 3rd, then go direct and pass his shadow on November 19th. So we're moving through the retrograde energies through most of October and into November. And I find it interesting that this energy does coincide with the Mars retrograde in Aries energy, simply because Mars will station direct the middle of November as well. And that will happen on November 13th and 14th at 15 degrees of Aries. So what is unfolding is that we're really looking at some deeper parts of ourselves that aren't always so pretty, that aren't always so lovely to visit. It's where we have intense fears. We have emotional intensity as well. Some of our biggest ways that we look to control our lives can be through our emotional experiences. And this Mercury in Scorpio is requiring us to go into the origin of some of these fears. And the origin could be in other lifetimes. It could be something that you've experienced through many lifetimes. It can be the energies that you've experienced prominently in this lifetime. Because Mercury is going through this area of your life to show you where you can come into greater balance and harmony within yourself, where you can trust yourself, and where you can take that energy out into relationships. So Libra and Scorpio are relationship energies. It's how we share ourselves with each other. Libra is essentially where you meet someone. It's where you first interact, you share your energy, you have conversations, you get to know them. It's a bit like dating. Then as Mercury goes into Scorpio, you get to know more of who they are. You get to know more of who they are emotionally, psychologically, sexually, financially. Scorpio is intimacy. It's where you take those connections of someone you've been dating, you've been interacting with, you've been getting to know, and you go deeper into who you really are, into who they really are. You open up, there's more vulnerability, and there can be more things that show up to protect those vulnerable parts of ourselves. So think about how when you're getting to know somebody or you're interacting with somebody you already know, you look at how safe you feel with them and if you can trust them. And that can be something done at a very primal level, a very unconscious level. You could be someone who doesn't trust anybody. You could be someone who doesn't feel safe with anybody. And then that can evolve and grow to where you understand that there are trustworthy people in the world. You are safe to be yourself. You are safe to share who you really are, what you really feel, etc. So the Scorpio journey is moving from where we can hold back who we are out of fear or out of a sense even of remaining in control, remaining in a sense of power. But then when we open up and know that there are good people who will accept us, love us, and who want good things for us, then we move into more of a trusting experience of relationships. And of course, this is just an example to help understand how the energies can show up, because I feel like this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio is really asking us to first go to our relationships with ourselves. Because every relationship that you are involved in actually begins with your relationship with yourself. And you can experience various kinds of relationships, of course, through all different areas of your life. But what is the one consistent thing? You. You are the consistent through every relationship in your life. It's your energy that's consistent in terms of how you show up and how you show up either trusting people or how you show up and you're on guard or how you show up and you want to perhaps share or not share, etc. So what we're looking at is our own programming about how we trust ourselves how we feel safe in ourselves. And that is very deep work. And of course, it's very personal work. And you could be at any point on the spectrum of feeling safe in yourself and feeling trusting in yourself. And I'm feeling this at a very primal level of our being and a very unconscious level of our being, where there could be habits you've been stuck in throughout this lifetime and other lifetimes simply because you weren't at a higher consciousness level to see the habits, to see the patterns. And there is energy here throughout this retrograde that supports getting out of these areas of your life that have held you back, where you haven't been able to show up as your full self in relationships with others because you haven't been able to show up as your full self in relationship with yourself. So this goes back into where we have shut down parts of our own experience, parts of our heart, parts of our mind, etc., because there's something within you that didn't feel that it was okay. And I'm getting the image of it didn't feel lovable. It didn't feel like you would be loved if you demonstrated something or you said something or you did something. And this energy goes back to the root of where that belief first started. The South Node in Sagittarius is asking us to look at our belief systems that have been unconscious and operating behind the show that have ultimately limited us because we were stuck in a perspective of right or wrong, or even stuck in an evaluation of self-judgment. And I feel it at a quiet level, like this quiet judgment of who I am, how I'm supposed to be in the world, what I need. It's something that has been ingrained, even perhaps through many lifetimes, regardless of your gender or sex, because through lifetimes we can be both masculine or feminine in physical body. And what I'm feeling is that there is something that you're meant to see in yourself that is going to show you those limitations, and then it can open you up to the transformation, the healing, and ultimately the balancing of the energies. So Mercury in Scorpio is taking us into some of these deeper places, but then it's going into Libra to rebalance it. And that rebalancing, I feel, is of the masculine and the feminine energies within all of us, as well as the rebalancing of the mind with the heart, both sides of the body, rebalancing our relationship with spirit, rebalancing the human with the spiritual. There's all these potentials here for the energy to open up and flow in a beautiful, harmonious way that has been shut down or trapped. Now, so many potentials and so many ways this can unfold. So of course, you are trusting what resonates for yourself. You are trusting what feels right for you and what supports you. How I'm seeing this energy is a bit like going down a spiral staircase into a dungeon or into a cave. And that can be very scary because what's happening is that, like, I see this figure going down the spiral staircase by themselves. There's no candle, there's no light, there's no lamp. But as you descend further into that, it just feels like a dungeon. The energy of the solar plexus is the light, and it's the power surging open, and it's a guiding light within your energy stream that you travel with. And so it's giving you that sense of power and determination. I'm going to go into this. I'm going to look at this. I am not going to allow this dark dungeon to operate unless I am in charge of it. Because it can feel like the dark parts of ourselves, whether that is the fears and the unhealed wounds, the things that operate in the background, they can feel really big. But I get the understanding of this journey into the dungeon, traveling with your light, with your power, with a sense of trust in yourself that removes the perceptions of the monsters and the fears that are lurking in the corners. And now I'm seeing, oh, this is so cool. Now I'm seeing when you're in the heart of darkness, there is a guide that appears holding a lantern. And I'm seeing this as a Gandalf figure standing quietly, holding the light, holding the lantern, welcoming you and reminding you that there is wisdom here to tap into, to listen to, and to embrace. And in fact, the purpose of going down into the dungeon is an exercise in listening to your intuition. When all the other senses are shut down, right? You can't see, can barely feel or touch. There's not much to smell. You're not tasting anything. It's like the listening is what's honored in the darkness, because that's where you will hear with clarity what is correct for you. And I feel like this presence of the guide, which I'm seeing as Gandalf, but trust whatever you feel or pick up for yourself, is a reminder that you're safe and protected. Now, it's funny because I am seeing this as Gandalf the Grey. And if you're familiar with the Lord of the Rings, you know that he becomes Gandalf the White. But I'm seeing this as Gandalf the Grey in a very interesting way to represent before the transformation happens. And the message that's coming through around this scenario is that when you feel safe and protected to do deep work, to trust yourself, to listen to spirit, that will give you a resurgence of power that only you will know, but you feel it and you trust it. And there's something here that has been maybe traveling with you, or like that monkey on your back. It's been sitting in your head. It's been perhaps heavy at times, and it's a fear. But now you're in a space of protection, safety, quiet, peace, calm, and it's not so scary at all. It's not scary at all. In fact, it's bringing in certainty and clarity around what is correct for you when everything else that could be a distraction is removed. The energy is rising in the heart where you can always trust yourself, where you can always trust what is correct for you, what is right for you, what feels good. It's that feeling energy. And it grows in dominance to a place that you can't deny it or avoid it. That's what's coming forward. That's what's increasing potentially in this energy. And this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio is requiring us to go into these deep truths in ourselves, these deep truths around where we have held ourselves back, of where we didn't feel safe, of where we didn't think something was possible, of where we didn't want to be embarrassed, rejected, abandoned, humiliated, all these things that we have been trying to protect ourselves against. I feel like there has been so much shifting and changing within us throughout 2020 that what the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio is showing you is a deeper truth and a deeper way to trust yourself. The other thing about Scorpio energy is that it can be fearless. It can be ruthless. It can be all or nothing, right? Like, I have to do this. And it's funny because I'm getting that image of going on a journey or embarking on something that's so important to you that you know if you did not do it, your life would feel, I'm going to say, not fully lived. There's something here about what really matters to you that you feel you need to go for it. At least try, at least take a step, at least take an action towards a bigger dream, a bigger outcome, a bigger manifestation, because you trust yourself. And no matter what happens, you'll figure it out. You'll make another choice. You'll be able to take care of yourself. You'll be able to do what you need to do. But if you were to take this action, this decision, this choice, and see it through, it opens up Like there's this blossoming energy around trusting yourself, honoring yourself, respecting yourself, trusting your intuition, remembering you're not alone, remembering you're traveling with energies, guides, angels, etc., that are really supporting what's in your heart. And this has been the battle, perhaps even at a very basic level, between the mind and the heart, or between what is known and what is unknown. It can also be between the parts of yourself that have been repressed. For example, if you have repressed any of your divine feminine energy, or you have repressed any of your divine masculine energy, that's where the back and forth is, because you're battling parts of yourself that you haven't fully trusted, or that haven't really been alive in you to the extent that they can be. So yeah, this is a pretty deep Mercury retrograde. And that is one of the gifts of Scorpio, is that we're able to look at these parts of ourselves. We're able to understand more of our unconscious programming and more of the inner workings that are just there. And now we are gifted with transforming them. We are gifted with shifting them into another form that actually feels more powerful. And as I was describing that battle between the two parts of yourself, that's when I got the image of Gandalf the Grey fighting that very demonic looking monster. I think it's called the Balrog. And it's through that fight, it's through that encounter that there is a death, an ego death, and then he reemerges as Gandalf the White. And that is sort of the symbolism here that's coming through, where there is a purification. There is something that's being cleansed, even though it doesn't feel that way, even though it could bring up a lot of other energies. There is an intensity here. There's also, thankfully, this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio is opposing Uranus in Taurus 3 times. And that is the grounding. That is the coming back to Earth. That is the reminder of what you need and what you want to live an important life, a well-lived life. And this happens 3 times, October 7th, October 19th, and the third and final time, November 17th. So we're moving through a process of really getting rid of these fears, coming back to Earth, getting into that place of, I don't have to travel with these fears in this way anymore. I don't have to tap into these messages. I don't have to buy into those stories. I don't have to participate in those relationships or those exchanges that amplify my fears or my emotional wounds. I can instead rebalance the energy within me and allow that to be where I make my choices, where I move ahead, and where I trust myself even more. As this Mercury retrograde progresses, we're then going to have the Sun enter Scorpio on October 22nd. And the Sun is always the light, and it brings in the light of what you're meant to see. And that will be especially strong on October 25th, when the Sun and Mercury retrograde are conjunct at 2 degrees of Scorpio. That is when you could feel a lamp of truth light up. Something could be revealed in the dark. Something could be shown to you about your own process of trusting yourself. This is a very intuitive energy. This is where something could even move. I feel it from the solar plexus and the heart chakra. It moves up to the brain. It moves up into something that you're willing to trust. I don't know how else to explain it, because it's a feeling. It's that intuitive feeling. And then later in October, October 27th, Mercury retrograde re-enters Libra the same day that Venus enters Libra. And this is part of that rebalancing that we've been looking at during this retrograde. But it's another layer of rebalancing around what you want and the support to make a new decision. There's this ability to then step back from the emotional inner workings and understand a situation, a scenario, relationship, and experience from a more objective point. And with both Venus and Mercury back in Libra, there's going to be a clearer decision based on what you've learned about yourself, based on what you've transformed and worked through, what you've let go of. And I feel like it's a love-based decision, love for yourself, whatever it is that you're wanting to figure out. There's something that feels stronger once Venus is in Libra, Mercury is back in Libra. Both of those planets do well in Libra. They're on both sides of the Libra spectrum, and it feels like there's something that has emerged within us that is now reprogramming the mind and bringing in new possibilities, new messages, new ways of thinking about something that maybe you weren't ready to contemplate or perceive previously. So big transformations here, and they go into November, the middle of November, where we'll see Mercury station direct at 25 Libra, and then we'll see Mars station direct at 15 degrees Aries. And I feel like there's a significant shift here that is going to pay off. It's going to be worth it. You could easily feel like a different person, or that something has really been removed from your experience, from your world, from your mind. It feels encouraging if you're committed to trusting going into something that can feel scary and dark. But that's only the perception, right? Because if you were to, again, go down into that dungeon energetically or however you're viewing it, there is an energy of safety. You're traveling with wisdom. You're traveling with a trust in yourself. And you're now able to listen to these messages that aren't coming from your mind or your ego. They're coming from your deeper connection to the cosmos. They're coming to you from your heart, and they're coming to you, from your future self. I just got that image of the future self being very strong, clear, powerful, and showing you the rewards of trusting yourself, the manifestations, the amazing abundance or beauty or developments that are unfolding because of what you trusted in yourself today. Now, there are many different timelines. In fact, we are all on our own individual timelines, and they intersect and they overlap and they co-create the reality of our world. These timelines are different energetic experiences, and they are all co-creating consciousness together. And so as you are shifting into more trust of yourself, you're shifting into new experiences, new relationships, new potentials, new opportunities, etc. You're shifting into something that wasn't available to you at a previous level of consciousness, but that can only happen when you go in and you're trusting yourself. I know I tend to speak faster at times, so I hope that is understandable, but the energy starts to come through really fast. And what I'm seeing is that it's your future self you can trust, which is also connected to your current self because of how time is not real in the higher dimensions. Everything is happening right now. But for demonstration of how things manifest on the Earth's timeline or in our earthly realms, the future self is saying that you'll be really happy when you trust yourself. And I realize that sounds cliche, but this is where you take it at an individual level and you go into that energy of what's really in your heart to manifest. And it's like your future self is so grateful, excited, happy, peaceful, content, that that's the choice you made. And my head is spinning right now. These energies are really beautiful, really fast moving, and they show us how quickly developments can happen when we act from this place in ourselves. So I'm going to leave it at that for today's show. I will keep talking about this Mercury retrograde energies as we move through the upcoming weeks. And I hope this has given you some good insights to understand what's being developed, transformed, and what is growing within you. And I also hope that it gives you greater understanding of your own internal process and what is essential for you to know right now. As always, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast. I am very grateful for your time, energy, and presence as we move through these waves together. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. That's where you'll see my business development courses as well as my astrology programs. And then you can also find out more about my numerous books over at consciouscoolchic.com, as well as spiritual topics and consciousness teachings. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you back here soon.